up on the day. Who's in my crowd? Already got some viewers for broadcasting on the radio stations around the country that carry the Good Day program around the world on gooddayshow.com. And, right, for those of you who want to see the bathrobe of the day, today it's the cow bathrobe. You see that? You get a look on the camera. The cow. And we have our mug of the day, the cup of the day. Can you see this? Hold it right up there to the, see that? Right, the Red Lion Inn, you see that?
Oh, the Red Lion Inn.
Yeah, that could be, we're going to have a segment, the cup of the day.
What were you doing there?
Would you like to know? Chickadee?
Maybe so, uh-huh.
Jennifer Horn, I don't know, where's McFadden? What are we here for? Is McFadden still alive? I haven't heard anything to the contrary. I did not hear from him at all.
I know, I haven't either. But yeah, he was posting stuff on Facebook, so
was
I think
he?
He's still okay.
Yeah, Michael, what did you hear from Rich?
Nothing.
Good. Well.
Gosh, maybe this is your permanent job, Michael. Hi.
Wanted to take over anyway. Michael likes the chance to be in the seat.
That's right.
And in many instances, many ways, he does a better job than Rich does, because Rich is sometimes a little too focused on what we're doing. Michael's focused on what the color is of the next button we got to push.
There's that button. I'm falling, and I can't get up.
All right. How about, do people like my big microphone? Yeah. What do you think of this big?
I always have liked your big
microphone.
What
about this? Where's Clay? Clay, would you look at the picture of that microphone? I have the largest microphone in the world.
I know. It's huge.
Big microphone. We have a big job to do, so I have to have a big microphone.
I guess it comes with experience.
That's maybe the story. You've got a little one then, right?
It's tiny, Doug.
One day you can have a big microphone right. Too, Clay.
Someday, exactly. 800-510-8255 is the way you connect. How about this Twinkie diet?
Yeah.
A lot of people online. It's the biggest story online in the last 24 hours. The story
everywhere.
Of Mark Haub, H-A-U-B, who's a professor of human nutrition at Kansas State University. He ate one of the Twinkies every 3 hours instead of having meals to add variety in his stream of Hostess Twinkies. He also was eating Little Debbie snacks. You know what the Little Debbie?
Those little snack cakes? I don't know that I've ever had a Little Debbie.
Well, he admits to munching on Doritos chips and sugary cereals and, oh, by the way, Oreos.
Oh, good
Oreos.
For nutrition.
Right. Doesn't get the cream, he eats the whole thing.
Cookies and creamy center, two of the four basic food groups.
That's it. His premise in weight loss, pure calorie counting is what matters the most, not the nutritional value of the food.
See, in weight loss, I agree with them. Calories in, calories out. But that doesn't mean he's doing any favors for his health long term.
Right. Well, but doctors would tell you losing 27 pounds
will
is too much. Good thing.
Right, absolutely.
His convenience store diet. Once again, Twinkies, Doritos, the kinds of cereals that you should never feed to your children, snacks, cookies, candy, that's it. That's all.
Could you live on that diet?
Could I?
I can live on it for maybe a day, but you know that feeling when you've had just too much junk and you just want, like, a salad? You crave. Your body wants something, don't you? You know?
I wouldn't do well unless there was a large dose of birthday cake.
You could add that, I'm sure.
I have to have that if I was really going to be true to the diet.
That's the large piece of the food pyramid for you?
Yeah.
It's the birthday cake, okay.
And it always happens around my birthday. That's when I appreciate it because I don't usually mess around with it other than that. So, Haub has limited himself to less than 1,800 calories a day. Usually somebody like him, pre-dieting size, would consume about 2,600 calories a day. So he followed a basic principle of weight loss. He consumed fewer calories than he burned.
Mm-hmm.
His body mass index went from 28.8, which is considered overweight, to 24.9, which is normal. He weighs 174 pounds now.
On the Twinkie diet.
There you go. So what do you think? 800-510-8255. You might have expected, as Jennifer suggested, other indicators of health would suffer. Not so.
Hmm.
That is not what has happened. His bad cholesterol or LDL dropped 20%.
No.
His good cholesterol or HDL increased by 20%. He reduced the level of triglycerides, which are a form of fat, by 39%.
Oh, my gosh. What about his blood sugar?
Well, that's I think that, let me see if I see that. I don't see that here. His body fat dropped from 33.4 to 24.9. So what does matter? Listen to, what is the Jenny
Craig
diet? Mm-hmm. What do those people say? What are some of the other big diet outfits? Weight Watchers. What are they going to say
about
that?
Well, Weight Watchers, you could do the Twinkie diet on Weight Watchers, because with Weight Watchers, everything is assigned a points value, so you could just eat all your points in Twinkies if you wanted to.
Yeah.
They don't recommend it. They want you to eat vegetables and fruit, but you could do it.
He said, what does all of this mean? Does it mean I'm healthier? Does it mean how I define health, or what is used by the public to define health from a biology standpoint? We are missing something in this equation. Have to be.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, all these things, we've been told not to eat or consume. Now, I know if I eat more sweets than what I have a sweet tooth. If I eat more sweets, I do notice I get a little rounder. But in general, if I eat more food, that happens.
Right.
Not just sweets.
It's just easier to rack up the calories eating Twinkies than it is celery.
800-510-8255. So what do you make of this? If you're on a diet and you're spending a lot of money for these various diet programs, are you frustrated, angry, annoyed? What do you make of all of this? Two-thirds of this guy's total intake came from junk food. He took a multivitamin pill, drank a protein shake every day, ate vegetables typically. He would go through a couple of celery stalks and some green beans as part of his diet. And this is the kind of stuff that's consumed by lots and lots of people, so has value to you if you are in there. We all know what the shape of America is, and it's not good. So could you still enjoy the kind of food? You hear that from all these diets. Oh, still eat the food you like. What? I don't like pot roast.
I don't like pot roast.
Eat pot roast? I don't eat that stuff. 800.
Where did that come from?
I don't like pot roast.
I don't like pot roast.
I never did as a kid. I don't eat meat now anyway, but I don't eat pot roast. 800-510-8255. Weigh in on this.
Get it?
Yeah. 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
And now for the bonus round. If one is triangle and two is square, what is three?
I want to say deviled ham.
Correct.
Yes.
If beauty's in the eye of the beholder, where is brains?
On the phone with the plumber.
Correct. What does Netflix now deliver instantly through Wii?
Ooh, unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Wow. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first, and choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your, what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hi, I'm David Cordani with Cigna. We've been working with the March of Dimes for stronger, healthier babies for 16 years. Did you know, in America, 1 in 8 babies is born too soon? Those who survive the early birth can suffer serious and sometimes lifelong health problems. Some babies never come home at all. Help bring more babies home healthy. Join me and the March of Dimes in fighting premature birth. Go to marchofdimes.com.
Joining us electronically from his hospital bed, Rich McFadden.
Beep, beep. Oh, I was going to beep, too.
Beep, boop, boop, boop. So, McFadden is a perfect foil for this conversation about the Twinkie diet. This was a nutrition professor, too, by the way.
I'm on the Tootsie Roll diet.
At the Kansas State University. Rich has had a problem this week, as many of you may know. The last couple of days he's been out because he had an incident in which he lost his composure and lost his consciousness. And as a result of that, has had a number of tests which indicate that he is a hypoglycemic, which means you have a reaction to lack of or too much sugar, and your system can't take. I've had that problem.
I don't know that I am a hypoglycemic.
You are a hypoglycemic.
And hypoglycemic. Yeah. I think I had a hypoglycemic incident.
Right. But you are, at your age, more likely to have them than you would have earlier in life. As you get older, this is actually pretty good. This is your introduction into middle age.
You are now officially
middle age.
We should have thrown confetti at your passed out
luggage. Yeah. He's passed now from being a kid into officially a middle-aged person.
Once you start going to the doctor and you realize that whether it be the front or the rear, you're going to get poked or prodded in a place where you really don't want to be poked or prodded.
Yep, there it is.
You are in the middle age.
Yeah. Yeah. Richie without has officially arrived at without middle age.
Ain't it fun.
So this guy's body fat. You heard us talking about this. Just joining
us. I'm all over the Twinkie diet.
Focused on Mark Haub, who for 10 weeks didn't eat anything but cookies, candies, cakes, that sort of thing, lost 27 pounds.
How old is he, Dougie?
He appears to be in his 50s.
Wow. So see, even because we were talking about middle age, even.
Yeah, he's even older than Rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Correct me. Correct it. I'm off by 10 years.
40.
He is Richie's age.
Ah.
That's okay, though. But still, I guess my point is that someone 20 would have an easier time losing weight.
He started this August 25th cake diet, he called it. But he was eating portions that he could control. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so there are everybody, you can imagine those who represent the Dieters Association. Again, Jenny Craig and Weight Watch, all these big companies, they're going to start. My God, do they have damage control to do after this? What are we going to do? What can we say?
Although there are things, I mean, you can eat chocolate cake on Jenny Craig. It's all portion control there, too. So maybe it's helping their cause.
Some people say being overweight is the problem leading to high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How can you manage that on the Twinkie diet? And here's somebody else who says, before jumping on the ding-dong bandwagon, there are things you have to be careful about. You'll be lacking. This is 10 weeks, remember. What happens overall if you forget your fruits and vegetables? Long-term health is affected. What do you think? 800-510-8255, 21 after the hour, and good day.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Vadini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Video line yet, Rich?
Getting there.
GoodDayShow.com. I'm right here. No I've way. Been here.
Walk
I'm ahead of you.
Now.
Walk like a man, Rich.
Into Studio B. I'm walking into Studio B.
You are into Studio B.
Actually, it's Control A is what we call this.
Control A. That's it. So if you like candy or you like cake, you'll be all over this. This is something, as usual, the news media gets onto this and pretty much overdoes it. This is something to get a lot of attention for the next couple of days because people will, you know, the simplistic side of this, people are like, oh, look, so you can lose weight. And it'll, instead of making people think about what they're eating, it'll give people who miseat. Is there a word there?
Yes.
Eat incorrectly.
Like that. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, oh, see, I told you it didn't make any difference.
Give them hope.
Yeah. And maybe there's some truth to this. It's not. The thing that I'm taking away from this is it's not what you eat, it's how much you eat of whatever it is that's around. But you do have to. You can't eat pizza every day, and you can't have, you know, but can you live? Man does not live by berries alone. Au contraire. Man has lived for millennia on berries alone.
It kind of stabs the people in the back with that, say you have to have the rainbow diet, you know, every kind of fruit and vegetable and color. And
well, no, I don't think it does that because this is a short-term thing. And the long-term, you know, we have 42% of our population is obese.
Mm-hmm.
This guy ate vegetables in front of his family at the dinner table. He did eat the regular stuff, just not much. He said there are things we can't measure. Lack of certain types of foods over a long period of time. How does that affect the risk for cancer, for example? Diet is so extraordinary. I feel it is, anyway, to my health. What I try to be pretty careful about what I eat. Take a good regimen of supplements. And I think that even though I do all of that, knowing how my lifestyle changes over the next 4 months, I'm more sedentary than I am during the rest of the year. I know, and it's already started. My birthday always starts with the roll. But this year I'm determined not to have that roll that I get every winter. Not going to do it. Not going to be prudent to do that. All right? So we'll
the roll. I think it's funny that you have like an era. The roll starts in November.
Yeah, it does. It goes from November until I come back in April to the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Happened that way. And one part of it is that I, in socially being with people, I'm much more. You know that. I see you a lot more and your father. We have lunch and dinner and breakfast all the time. And I don't do that when I'm on the farm.
Let's go for a walk the next time we meet.
We're going to walk around Bob's Big Boy?
We'll go to Descanso Gardens.
You don't think you're going to walk to when you see each other in L.A. is the buffet bar.
What is it, Gardens? What did you just ask?
Oh, I'm a member. It's like an outdoor garden. It's beautiful. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to have a little change in venue because I rented out the house in Santa Monica on the beach. And so now Tony is on the hunt for a little cottage for me to rent. She found one yesterday in Beverly Hills that she thinks is wonderful.
You are so high class.
I know.
I'm going to come visit you just to say I know you.
No, it's right on the border. There's a little difference between Hollywood and Beverly Hills when you get to that point.
Yeah.
Cute little
old
place off of La Cienega.
Cool.
But I don't know if I'm going to do that or not. I may stay here. Maybe I won't go to California for the winter.
I'll come out for a little while.
Can you imagine my mood about mid-February if that's the case?
Oh, my God.
Why don't you come move in with my dad? You guys could be roommates.
Move in with your dad.
There's the odd couple.
Now, there's an idea I hadn't thought of.
Which one would be Felix?
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Well, when your father snores, they have to sleep in the cellar.
Yeah.
And how would Charlotte get along with your father's dog?
Oh, Taylor had a stroke, so she's kind of mild-mannered now.
Really? You think that's it?
Yeah.
All right, boys and girls.
Charlotte can take her.
Literally. Yeah. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as a Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
And now for the bonus round. Earth is to moon as pancake is to...
Spice rub?
Correct. Never bite the hand that feeds you. Why not?
Because it hasn't been washed.
Correct.
Woo!
All Wii consoles connect to the internet, which means what?
It means I can now watch movies instantly from Netflix.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
Never let your lips go naked. Instead, for healthier, supple lips, slip on something silky like ChapStick Moisturizer. Slide on something luscious and smooth like ChapStick Cherry. Or throw on something comfortable and familiar like Classic Black. ChapStick, hydrating formula for everyday protection. Because whether you're on a date or hard at work, healthy lips should never go naked. Join us on Facebook for even more lip service.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assumed.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay. New Advil congestion relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil Congestion Relief, the right sinus medicine for the real problem. Use as directed.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great and will help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Yesterday's news.
November 10th, 1975. It's the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Saloon of iron ore, 26,000 tons load of the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty.
A tragic shipwreck made famous by a Gordon Lightfoot song occurred on Lake Superior, taking the lives of all 29 men aboard. The Edmund Fitzgerald, carrying 26 tons of iron ore, was bound for Detroit when it sank in bad weather. Winds reached 60 miles per hour and the waves were 15 feet high. The sinking marked the Great Lakes' fifth fatal wreck of the 20th century. All occurred during the month of November.
Sailing on the Great Lakes is still a bit risky, but I think the captains and the companies and the Coast Guard are a little more prudent.
The Edmund Fitzgerald still sits 530 feet below Lake Superior.
There are no survivors or witnesses to tell you why, nor could the investigation prove any popular theories either.
And that's yesterday's news for November 10th.
Day in history, the Edmund Fitzgerald sank. The song came along to address that sad situation. Canadian singer Gordon Lightfoot. How many of you remember this song?
I sang it in choir once.
Really?
Uh-huh.
No.
I did too.
Not a choir.
I did
song.
Too.
This is how I know the song. I sang it in choir.
Really?
Yeah.
So you know the story?
Sing
did you
along
listen?
With it.
Did you know?
I was terrible.
You were terrible.
Why were you in choir then?
Because I wanted to do music for a while.
I wanted to meet girls. Is it why you wanted to meet girls? Clay Cohart, who's our manager of social media here with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. You can text us at 646-926-DOUG. They're already at Clay. Don't mess things up, Clay.
I got a text message, Doug.
Don't mess them up. Include your name or what other identity you want to be known by. When you send us a text, when you call that line or you go on to twitter.com/goodday show, make sure that you give us your name. Otherwise, what good?
I got a text message for Rich, but it doesn't have a name.
Really?
Yeah, it says, it's about your hypoglycemia, Rich. And he says, hypo is not enough, hyper is too much, acute is sudden, and chronic is ongoing.
It was hypo.
Hypo, so not enough.
Well, they said
hyper.
Rich describes acute hypoglycemia, momentarily not enough sugar.
That's exactly right, yes. Thank
okay.
you.
Huh, look at you.
Get that. Clay's on the job.
Mystery person.
Dr. Clay
good.
Pretty soon. Clay's all right. Charlie Sheen says he's not that upset about the $150,000 watch he lost when he went wild. When he was a boy gone wild. It'd be interesting. Why couldn't we start a series? We have Girls Gone Wild. The guy who runs it got married last weekend. Did you see that?
Yes,
all
I
the
did.
Celebrities that went through the 6 hours of Badland driving to get to where we got married in Mexico.
He has a lot of friends, considering his job description.
Well, I think that's why he has a lot of friends.
I guess.
Don't you think?
Maybe.
Yeah. So why not have a show? This is maybe, Richie, this is an idea for us to get rich quick. We could do a show for women called Guys Gone Wild. What, what kind of an idea is that? It's pretty
you
good.
You are so smart.
They can see that anywhere.
Where?
They can go to any bar any Friday night and see Guys Going Wild.
You know what? Actually, there's a show that I just discovered. It could be my new junk food show.
Yeah.
It's
Which is?
Rehab Party at the Hard Rock.
Why, Jennifer? Why?
Let's just say that's a lot of, like, really drunk men. You could watch that if you wanted to see Men Gone Wild.
A lot of drunk men in Los Angeles last night wondering what the heck they saw. It was a mysterious plume of smoke that streaked across the Southern California sky last night, or was it the night before?
It was the night before.
It was the night before.
And nobody has any idea where it came from.
Nobody.
Nobody knows. And people say it came from the water.
The FAA.
Yeah.
The all four branches of the military.
Right.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows
what it was. Although a Los Angeles News helicopter caught video of this thing. It's a missile.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a theory.
Yeah.
And I think I've been hanging out with
Make sure you get that video on DougStefan.com along with the Conan video. Will you please, Clay? The video of the missile.
My theory, Doug, because I hang out with you too much.
Jennifer is,
do you remember last Friday, everybody saw that orange streak across the sky and they said it was a comet?
Yes.
I think that was a UFO. I think it was an alien. And I think that we're trying to fight back in some weird attempt by launching this missile, but we don't want to say why we launched it because we don't want to cause mass hysteria that the aliens are coming.
Really?
What do you think?
I don't think that's the case at all. I think it was a North Korean or Chinese submarine, and their aim is so bad that they just went out into the middle of it. I hope it landed on the land I have in Arizona, give it some more value. That's what I really remember when I saw this.
You hope that your property becomes another Area 51.
So,
right. Yeah.
So you're saying not only are they bad drivers, but they have bad aim with their missiles.
Bad name. Yeah. Well, it could have been the Mexican Navy.
Could be.
Does Mexico even have a Navy?
Sure, why not? They do today.
Mexico. Somebody listening in Mexico is listening on KTSM in El Paso with a station in Tucson or down in Brownsville. Somebody call us from Mexico. We hardly ever have callers from Mexico. 800-510-8255. I believe the 800 line, it works from Canada, so it ought to work from Mexico. Richie, don't you think?
It does work. We've gotten calls from Mexico and Puerto Rico.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. So 800-510-8255. Does Mexico have a Navy? I think
Doug,
we ought to figure that out.
I heard a different idea on what that missile might have been.
What's that, Clay?
I heard that it was that President Obama is in China right now, right?
No.
He's
in Indonesia, or he was yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I heard he was in China. And
you didn't travel in the right circles, obviously.
I know. Well, my theory is obviously wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what was it?
Let us laugh at you at least after you've come up with your theory.
Yeah, I heard that he was in China or wherever he is, and that it was a quiet show of American strength because it was an intercontinental missile, and it was trying to, like, a quick jab of, like, don't screw with our president, because we got these.
So why would they have aimed it at California?
Oh, I heard that they shot it over California.
That's counterproductive.
You're talking about an American submarine shooting over California to show the Chinese how tough we are.
We're going to attack ourselves, so there.
That's perfect. That makes great sense, Clay.
I can't believe you don't like my
Wow, there is a Mexican Navy, the Armada de Mexico.
Really? What do they have for, they have like 24-foot schooners? What do they have for boats, Mexican Navy?
They have 189 ships.
Really?
And 130 aircraft.
No kidding. Most of them are old American ships, right?
I would imagine.
Yeah. Most of the old, by the way, around the world, for those of you, here's an interesting sort of sidelight. You hear me frequently. Here comes the call from Texas, Richie. See if he knows about the Mexican Navy. You hear me frequently criticizing the expense that we have in our military budget. $700 billion for what? What do we come up with $700 billion for? And those foolish people who say, oh, we cut the budget, it will weaken our position. Folks, we spend more money on the military. More of your tax dollars go to keeping those fat who run the military-industrial complex, the Raytheons of the world, General Electric, all of the Northrop Grumman folks, these people who continue to make money on making war. Anyway, the amount of money that gets spent on this stuff goes up through the roof every year. And here we are trying to figure out how to pay our taxes and pay for all of this stuff. And so you wonder sometimes, where's all this money going? We have more missiles. I remember the story a couple of, was it a month or so ago, I directed, as a matter of fact, I think we put the picture up, Clay, at DougStephan.com, of the 4,000 military aircraft parked on the desert in Arizona.
Oh, those are already there.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mexico's trying to buy them right now.
What? But we sell...
Apparently Mexico bought its first fleet from the United States.
Yeah, most of the point I'm trying to make here is most of the money, we spend a lot of money building ships and planes and tanks and that stuff. And when we're done using them, most of them are sold to countries in South America, to countries in Asia, to countries. So we just sold $60 billion of used planes to Saudi Arabia. What do you think they're going to do with them? What do they need $60 billion worth of aircraft for? But we get the money back. We spend the money, and then we sell the stuff, and we take the money. Where does that money go? Anybody know? Mm-mm. Where does that money go?
Mm.
Don't you want to know where that money goes? When we sell $60 billion worth of planes to Saudi Arabia, where's the money go? What are we spending that for? How is it balanced in our budgetary process?
Did you realize that the Mexican Navy was involved in World War II?
No.
Really?
What are they doing?
It doesn't say.
Running drugs?
Well, listen to this. Engagements, okay, for the Mexican Navy,
yeah.
The Mexican Revolution, the Mexican-American War. This is obviously
1800s. Yeah.
World War II, and then their last engagement, Mexican Drug War.
Yeah.
And basically the Mexican Navy protects the, was it PEMEX? I guess that's a Mexican oil company,
PEMEX.
Oil wells.
Yeah, that's their gas.
In
like
the Gulf
CMEX
of Mexico.
Is the cement company.
And then they fight the war on drugs, and they run rescue missions in the hurricanes. That's what the Mexican Navy does.
Rich, I'm looking at that same data, and it says that those were just the times that they were active, meaning the times between their siestas.
Yeah. That's right.
Right. Doug's in Brownwood, Texas. You saw the Mexican Navy. Where were you when you saw it, Doug?
Yes, sir. We were down the Ishkalak, which is on the Yucatan Peninsula at the bottom of it. We went down there deep sea diving, and they stopped us because we went into Belize waters, and they stopped us when we was coming back and checked the ID of the boat that we were on, the guy that did it. And also the Navy killed the drug war about 3 or 4 days ago. They were involved in that.
What did they do?
One of the drug lords. They shot one of them.
Really?
I don't know what town he was in, but they helped with it because I saw it on the news.
Huh.
And the Navy, they were called Marines, I guess. I guess they have a Marine group, too. I think that's a part of the Navy also. So.
Wow. So it gives new meaning to the song "In the Navy." Where is why? Where is the? Who is that? That's YMCA, right?
Did
the same thing.
Yeah.
Men of Black. What's the Men in? What's the name of that group?
The Village People.
Village People. That's
or the Men in Black.
Men
in Black.
Either or. All right, Doug. Good call. Thank you for telling us your experience. That's what we like. People telling us their stories. That's what we specialize here in sport. It's story time. On Good Day, 800-510-8255. Actually, it's time for Dr. Ken in a moment.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly, through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Never let your lips go naked. Instead, for healthier, supple lips, slip on something silky like ChapStick Moisturizer. Slide on something luscious and smooth like ChapStick Cherry. Or throw on something comfortable and familiar like Classic Black. ChapStick, hydrating formula for everyday protection. Because whether you're on a date or hard at work, healthy lips should never go naked. Join us on Facebook for even more lip service.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assume.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay. New Advil Congestion Relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil Congestion Relief. The right sinus medicine for the real problem. Use as directed.
The magic of radio and Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is magical in and of himself. You ever really think to yourself how important you are to so many different people? Do you ever, that you're not an egotistical guy, and that's one of the reasons that I think you and I are friends. You really don't have an ego. It doesn't drive you. You really do want to help people. Does it bother you even when people acknowledge that? Are you uncomfortable with me saying that?
No, I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. If your wife tells you that, he said, are you talking to me? All right. Dr. Ken, brought to you by Sustanex. Go to the website, trysustanex.com, which, by the, if you don't remember that, but you have in your mind, okay, I heard something like Sustanex or Sus something. If you are confused or you are not listening as carefully as you might like to, we've offered a little help. If you go to the website, gooddayshow.com, right-hand side of the homepage, you see alternating there a number of different sponsors, and you'll see the Sustanex box come up. You can click on that, get your $5 off coupon, and then go to Walgreens and CVS and Target and the other pharmacy stores around to get this probiotic. I was going through a list of things this morning, Ken, about our body, and we spent a few minutes talking about the uniqueness of the human body. One of the things that came up is how acidic our stomachs are. Most people don't realize that you could, if you had, for whatever the reason, dropped a razor blade in your stomach, it would be digested by the acid. It's that strong. So how do probiotics survive is always the question.
Well, the probiotics that are found in Sustanex, our favorite one, amazingly have this natural organic covering on them. It's part of their structure. And that's why I like Sustanex. There's a lot of choices for probiotics out there, and the probiotic in Sustanex survives the acidic environment of the stomach, unlike the probiotics that are found in any of the foods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yogurts just don't make it. They're not bad for you, you just don't get enough. The probiotics in Sustanex have been clinically shown to boost your immune system against cold and flu virus, and that's what we want to ward against this time of year. So, again, go online. All the people here on the program are on it. You can be, too. Save $5 on a purchase of Sustanex. Go to trysustanex.com. Some good news. I guess this is good news. Scientists have figured out how to turn skin into blood.
This is great news because this overcomes this incredible emotional controversy over the use of embryonic stem cells in research, their availability, all the emotional, social issues about it. Canadian researchers, Doug, at the Stem Cell and Cancer Research Institute at McMaster University in Ontario and a fine institution in Canada, have made the major step of reprogramming human skin cells into blood cells. Imagine going in for surgery and giving some of your skin and then giving
make
you back your blood.
Yeah, very cool. Very good. So how long this be before it can be used?
I think it's close. I think we're in the next couple of years we're going to be able to do this.
Good news about vitamin D again.
Yes, more good news. World Congress of Insulin Resistance, Diabetes, and Cardiovascular Studies reported that vitamin D can predict the future onset of diabetes. So, again, another reason when you go to the doctor, demand that they check your vitamin D level. I recommend everybody at least 30, ideally 40 to 60. It can predict whether you're going to have diabetes or not.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert on Good Day here.
Wondering what's for dinner tonight? Let us help. Check out Jennifer's recipes at DougStepan.com and click on Jennifer's team page. Join the Doug Club today and get inside access to all of the Good Day Cruise blogs.
Legislator, and ask why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. Call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pat the Arkansas. Richie's back. We have these boring, horrible... Why can't you use the same stuff that Michael uses? Why do I...
He brings in his own personal collection.
Really?
That's how you get all of those disco dance songs and roller skating, roller rink songs.
Really?
Yeah.
How about Melanie Safka? Remember the song, Skates? What was that song called?
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key, and it wasn't her. It was...
Yeah, it was her. Yes, that was her.
It was Melanie. Yeah, it was just Melanie.
Okay. If you wanted to put some money on the line, Richie, happy to take
your
money.
You going to bet the ranch?
Happy. Yeah, I'll bet the ranch.
There you go. This make you happy? Hold on there. Hey.
I got a brand new pair of bros.
Got something I need. Well, I got a brand new pair of bros.
Does that make you happy? I feel better. What a show
rocks
now.
I can imagine Michael running around today.
All right. You don't, Clay, you've never heard that song before, right?
I haven't. It's hilarious.
Right. So, she was a lot like Mama Cass. As a matter of fact, she replaced Mama Cass when Mama Cass died. Do you know that, Richie?
I didn't know that.
Trivia? Yeah, she did. It's 55 minutes after the hour now. Better Living
just
with Doug Steffen.
Just a wealth of knowledge on that.
I have
classic
more knowledge.
Pop information,
absolutely.
Dudley Steffen.
The key to knowledge.
You are. You got a brand new
key. In fact,
kid.
I know who played golf with George Bush yesterday.
Really? Who?
Yes, I'm going to tell you in a moment. First, though, the Apple iPod is in the focus. And some of you think the Apple iPod may be on its way out.
Uh-oh.
Alex Goldfain, who's our technology tailor, we'll tell you whether it's hip or not in a moment here on Good Day.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
There's an interesting poll posted on CNET asking readers when they think the last iPod will be sold. The writer of the poll says, quote, "The iPod is just a player, and the market is opting for smartphones that can do much more than just play music or video," close quote. More than 1,000 people have voted. Here are the results. 50% say the iPod Touch, which is Apple's iPhone without the phone, is where the MP3 player is headed. Touch screen, big screen, video, web browsing, email, all in an MP3 player. 27% say the iPod will never die. Apple will sell the iPod for the foreseeable future. 13% say 2 years tops. That's the life expectancy. And 10% say that the future is mobile computing, whatever that means. Want to know what I think? Apple will always sell the iPod, and people will always buy it. So what if our phones are also MP3 players? An iPod can be purchased for $100. A phone is at least double that. There will always be people who don't want a fancy phone, but who do want a nice music player. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Okay, so yesterday, George Bush on the tour, on the stump, Morning's new book, had time for a round of golf. With
After
whom did
Oprah?
He play?
Now watch his drive.
Anybody know?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, come on.
Cheney.
Nope.
Cheney. Matt Lauer.
Nope.
Oprah.
But you're warm.
Oprah or Matt Lauer?
Neither. But who else was he on with yesterday?
Oh, Rush Limbaugh.
He played a round of golf with Rush Limbaugh yesterday.
Yeah, good for them.
After they got off the air. And then he got on with Hannity later on after the round of golf. He went from Rush Limbaugh's program to playing a round of golf with Rush Limbaugh to going on Sean Hannity's program.
Good for him.
Yeah. A lot of people are wondering whether or not there's this big discussion now with the political talk radio, whether there's too much of a connection between the people who are hosts and those who are being discussed. I don't, what difference does it make? Who cares whether Rush Limbaugh and George Bush are friends?
Yeah, you don't think
Bill O'Reilly's friends are, or Sean Hannity's friends, or Glenn Beck? Who cares? Who'd want to be friends with Mark Levin, though? That'd be a question I'd want to.
He's actually a nice guy.
He is a good guy.
He's a good guy.